Right, trying to make some recordings with the metronome set at 101 for my brother Keel out in Washington, D.C. Sitting with my back to the ocean and the breeze is blowing inwards. Brazil and all of the Americas are behind me. A fan and blue mosquito net are in front of me. Probably play something in the key of G or E minor. So clearly that like was not funky enough. I mean, obviously the world is about the funk. So I think I got some. I need to practice it clearly, but it's the beginning of something, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's what we might call a riff in the business, a slightly funky riff. And you know, my aspiration is always to get funkier and funkier. So I'm gonna practice that a little bit more, maybe on the mic, and then if you like it, you tell me, and I will keep practicing that riff until I nail it, until I nail that riff to the cross, right? That's what I'm saying. In honor of all the gods and goddesses, right? That's good. So it's a little, I mean, I could do like the blues, like 1-4-5 thing, but I kind of like the 2. I might want to go like 1-2-4. Try that. Again, there's like some variations in there because I haven't quite understood what I'm doing, but that's the beginning, man. Sorry it's taking me so long to get this stuff out. I'm still, I'm at 101, you know, on the metronome, and yeah, looking for a sweet, you know, the bass line. If you send me a sweet bass line, that'll really help things fly, and I'll probably send this to you as an MP3 just because, you know, connection speeds aren't so good, but everything I send you as an MP3, I'll have as a wave. And you can, I can give it to you as a wave for GarageBand whenever we need to. So when I get to like high speed connection or something like that. So we'll call that funky riff number one. Let me see if I got anything else in me for you here, right here. FR1, funky riff number one. Again, I could work on like playing that same riff in a different key, you know what I'm saying? So that time I was starting with B and trying to end up on like an E or an F sharp, for what it's worth. But maybe I could play it up a third or something. Thank you. whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
All right, that's funky riff number two. You know, you just let me know if you want more of this, or, you know, this is just kind of some sample, right? It's hard to do my own, but I'll just like jam out in kind of an Indian way for a little bit here. And just to let you know, Liberia is amazing. Relationships are super intense. Probably better just to leave it at that, but things are going quite beautifully. On a daily basis, where like we have a nice room that we've like kind of built together in some other person's house for a few weeks while we've searched for our own place, and we've made our own clothing line and decorated the walls with pictures of ourselves in New York and Italy and whatnot. There's a great picture of Claudia on the wall too. Bathroom kind of smells, but you know, it's just how like drains work. Yeah, all right. So is that. All right, here we go. Some more Indian stuff.
Thank you.
So yeah, that was that. Perhaps something in a E minor type guy. Maybe without the seventh and only using the fourth on the way down, if that makes any sense. All right, brother, I think that's all I'm gonna hit you with today. Peace and love, my friend.